Just very briefly in John's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, same as a thief and robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And then it was the next few verses I was looking at. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Isn't it a marvelous thing that you and I this afternoon know the shepherd of our souls? The man that went to Calvary's cross and gave up so much for us that we might be with him for all eternity. And we have, haven't we, in our few short months or years that we've known the Lord, we've gotten a little bit to know his voice. And it's a marvelous thing, isn't it? It says here that the shepherd, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. Isn't it a marvelous thing that our Savior, our shepherd, is the one that goes before us at this very moment, all through the day and all through the months and all through the years until he leads us home? He's gone before us, and it's our privilege, is it not, to follow him. It says he knows our names. He has such an interest in us that he knows our names. And he goes before us, we can see him, and we can follow him. Isn't that a marvelous thing? Our hearts are affected, and so we desire to follow him. I was struck with what the man said in Mark 10. As he went down the Ten Commandments, he says, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. But Christianity, on the other hand, is a marvelous man that affects the heart. And this is the marvelous influence the Lord has. As our heart is affected by what he's done for us, we have that desire to follow after him. Now I want to just read this hymn that we started with, because I don't think there's anybody here whose heart has been affected by the Lord that can't enjoy so much that we have in this hymn, number 27 in the appendix. There is such a marvelous, so many marvelous thoughts in here that affect our hearts, that it has to have an effect on us and give us a greater desire to walk to please the Lord. It says, a mind at perfect peace with God. Oh, what a word is this! A sinner reconciled through blood, this indeed is peace. Well, that's the gospel. But then stanza two. All of us that know the Lord have a feeling for what it means in verse two. It says, by nature and by practice far. How very far from God. Makes us think of the prodigal son. You and I were that far away, yet now by grace brought nigh to him through faith in Jesus' blood. And how near are we? So near, so very nigh to God. I cannot nearer be, for in the person of his Son I am as near as here. And how dear are we to God, to our Savior? So dear, so very dear to God. More dear I cannot be. The love wherewith he loves the Son, such is his love to me. We can hardly take that in. And then the result of that in our Christian lives, why should we ever careful or full of care? Why should I ever full of care be? Since such a God is mine, he watches o'er me night and day, and tells me thou art mine.